You're listening to New Technia. Amber LEDs drew up to 51% fewer insects, and 6 railway stations have already switched. A 2-season field experiment at 6 German railway stations found that 1800K amber LEDs attracted substantially fewer insects and less insect biomass than cool white LEDs or sodium lamps. All 6 stations have switched, but amber lighting still attracted more arthropods than darkness, and the study covered 1 rural region. A lighting change that does not require a new railway, power network, or wildlife barrier has produced a measurable result. At 6 rural German stations, amber LEDs attracted far fewer flying insects than the cool white LEDs commonly used today or the older sodium lamps they replace. The stations have now adopted the amber lights. The 30-second summary. What happened? Researchers compared 3 commercial lamp types and unlit controls at 6 stations during the 2023 and 2024 field seasons. Why does it matter? The 1800K amber LEDs reduced insect counts by about 39% to 51% and captured insect biomass by 51% to 77% relative to the 2 conventional light treatments. What is the catch? Every lamp attracted more arthropods and species than darkness. The work measured attraction in 1 rural protected region, not long-term population recovery or every human safety trade-off. Key number. Amber 1800K LEDs drew approximately 39% to 51% fewer insects than cool white LEDs and high-pressure sodium lamps in the field comparison. Why does the color of outdoor light matter? Many nocturnal insects are highly sensitive to ultraviolet and blue wavelengths. Artificial light can pull them away from feeding, mating, and movement, trap them in exhausting flights, and expose them to predators. A lamp's ecological effect, therefore, depends on more than whether it looks warm to human eyes. The amber LEDs tested here emit far less short wavelength light than standard 4000K white LEDs. They are also different from high-pressure sodium lamps, which appear warm but have a broader and more complex spectrum. The study found the sodium lamps attracted roughly as many insects as the cool white LEDs, undermining the shortcut that any yellow-looking lamp is automatically wildlife-friendly. How was the railway experiment run? The team worked at 6 stations in West Havelland Nature Park, a German dark sky reserve. Across field seasons in 2023 and 2024, it compared 1800K amber LEDs, 4000K LEDs, 2000K high-pressure sodium lamps, and unlit control masts under operating railway conditions. 36 flight interception traps collected flying arthropods. The researchers measured abundance in biomass, used image analysis, and identified species with DNA metabarcoding. The peer-reviewed biological conservation paper reports that the amber treatment consistently attracted fewer individuals and species, including threatened and legally protected taxa. What changed outside the paper? The practical outcome is unusually concrete for an ecology experiment. Platform lighting at all 6 participating stations has been converted to 1800K LEDs. The lamps complied with the applicable platform lighting standard, so the test addressed a real infrastructure choice rather than a laboratory color demonstration. The change also illustrates why spectrum deserves a place beside energy efficiency in lighting decisions. A low-power lamp can still cause ecological disruption if it broadcasts wavelengths that strongly attract insects. Nutnaya's editorial reading is that the deployment is the story's strongest point. The researchers did not prove that amber light restores insect populations, but they identified a lower-impact option and operators used it. Before we overstate the result, the experiment covered 6 rural stations in 1 German protected landscape, So urban streets, deserts, and tropical habitats may produce different species responses. Flight traps emphasize flying arthropods and can underrepresent non-flying species or life stages. Methods also differed somewhat between the two field seasons. Reduced attraction is not the same as improved survival or population recovery. Amber LED still attracted more individuals and species than unlit controls. What should cities and operators do next? The first rule remains to avoid unnecessary light. Where illumination is required, amber spectra can be combined with shielding, lower brightness, motion activation, dimming, and part-night schedules. Those measures limit both the wavelengths insects see and the amount of time and space exposed. Further trials should test more climates, habitats, and insect communities, while measuring passenger visibility, color recognition, energy use, and maintenance. The 1800K lamps can have lower color rendering and efficiency than standard white LEDs, so local safety and performance must be tested rather than assumed. The takeaway: this is not a claim that one bulb can reverse insect decline. It is evidence that infrastructure can reduce a specific, avoidable pressure using commercially available lighting. When darkness is impossible, choosing the spectrum carefully appears to be a practical improvement that can be deployed now and evaluated at larger scale. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.